Giles from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Hope you guys are having a great day out in Facebook land. It is a little chilly here, but it's supposed to be 30 some degrees on Friday, so I'm holding out tight. It is just me here today, but that's all right. We're going to be talking a little bit about, do you have to be a horse trainer to run this business? And what if you don't know everything you think you need to know about horses? And what if there's so much more that you have to do? How can I do this without being a horse trainer and still be an equine assisted learning facilitator? So we're going to be talking about that piece of, do you have to be a horse trainer to run this business? And at the end of the day, no is the short answer of all of this. You don't have to be a horse trainer. And today we're going to be giving you a little bit of information of what are some of the steps you can take to actually be able to run this business when you maybe aren't the horsey person that you want to be yet, or you feel like you have a lot to grow into, or maybe you just don't feel completely prepared, or you have to be a horse trainer to do this business. So we're going to give you three ways that you can move forward with your business without having to be a horse trainer. So I'm trying to figure out the agenda with this too, guys, so bear with me so that I can get this going, kind of. So, oh, and it's still not working. All right. Well, if you guys can see, it should say share, share, share at the bottom. If you do know of anybody else that maybe is a friend of yours or is somebody who's looking into this kind of business or just wanting to really get into the horse world a little bit better, share this video with them. Let them know that there's somebody out there who's about to talk about, do you have to be a trainer to really get into an equine business or to become an equine assisted learning facilitator? So we can still always move our businesses forward even without being that trainer piece. Excuse me. I have a tickle in my throat today too. Equine Connection has been around for over 10 years now, and really we have come at it from all different angles. And for myself personally, I was not a horse person to start out. Not even a little bit, not at all. I was the girl who went on a pony ride a couple times at the Calgary Stampede, and that was the extent of my horse experience before I started all of this. So I'm probably one of the best people to talk to you about, you do not have to be a horse trainer, but there are definitely ways that you need to get yourself involved or ways that you can expand on your knowledge to be able to still be an equine assisted learning facilitator to be able to move forward. So hopefully I'm working this all okay still here as well, but let me get into this. So how can you be an equine assisted learning facilitator without being a horse trainer? Well, the very first reason I'll give you, if it'll work, there we go, is the knowledge side of things. And really know where you're starting out at and know what you need to know, I guess, at the end of the day. We can provide a ton of knowledge in the courses that we give as well. So becoming a certified equine assisted learning facilitator, you're starting out with the knowledge of looking at a horse in a different way. And for myself, that was one of the main benefits to not being that horse person yet, was the fact that I was completely always looking at the horse as a teacher. It never occurred to me to go straight to the horsemanship. It never occurred to me that they were doing anything but teaching. Obviously, I could still tell when there was a disrespectful piece versus a teaching piece, but it really gave me the opportunity to sit back and figure out what a horse is saying versus just going to the horsemanship side. A lot of horse people have to kind of retrain their mind to look at a horse in a completely different way. But if you are coming in a little bit more new to the horses, that's actually a really positive benefit. But then you need to build the knowledge. So did I know how to lunge a horse? Nope. Did I know how to even back up a horse at first? No, it took me 2 hours to pick up my first horse's hoof. However, by gaining knowledge over time and by really working with the horses and moving forward and looking at them as teachers, I was able to build the knowledge that I needed to start moving forward and building this as a viable career. And the knowledge piece, it doesn't all have to be from one place too. There's a lot of ways you can get started. And in the worksheet too, we give you a couple great places to go to that you can start getting basic horse horse knowledge going as well. And then once you have the basic stuff, you can build on top of that too. And they're, of course, inexpensive ways. The University of Guelph is amazing. So there's a few good links in the worksheet for you as well. So please do type a worksheet down there. Or if you have any questions as we're going through this, feel free to comment as well. But start getting that knowledge piece together. And like I say, where I started, I didn't have that part yet. In fact, I went to go, we were getting a new horse. And Carrie thought, well, you know, our clients aren't horse people, so maybe I'll get Carolyn to go take a peek at this horse and see what it's all about. And I walked into this place, and I was thinking it was like, you know, an arena. So I was wearing my best hoodie that didn't have as many holes in it and that kind of thing when I showed up. And I got there, and I'm looking around. And I'm like, ooh, this is a different kind of horse place. And it was a dressage arena. And everybody had their hair nicely bunned up or braided and were wearing very clean and fancy clothes and that kind of thing. I thought, okay, well, one of these things is not like the other ones and this thing is me. So there I was checking out this horse in a place where with very, very experienced people and looking very, very out of place. And I walked up to meet our horse that we were looking at and they had him cross-tied. I'd never seen a horse cross-tied before. So I asked, well, is he like aggressive? Is he violent? And she's like, no, why? And I was like, well, why is he tied down completely? She said, oh, it's just cross-tied. Okay, I'm sure that means something. So I was working with them a little bit and, you know, doing things that our participants would do, kids, you know, where they would wave their hands in the air or do something erratic, because that's really what we're looking at a lot of times with our horses too. And then it wasn't until this little girl walked by and said, Mommy, what's wrong with that woman? That I thought, oh, okay, maybe this isn't the same place to be doing this. But long story short, you don't have to have that piece right away. You have to be looking at the horse in a different way to even become an equine assisted learning facilitator anyhow. So you don't have to be the trainer piece. All of that can come, the knowledge can be built for sure. So there's the piece about knowledge for you as well. And I think, there we go. Okay, I'm making this program work, ladies and gents. So what else do you need to know? Next thing is start small. You do not have to be having 12 horses right off the bat. You don't have to be running 15 programs all the time. You don't have to do all of that piece. Start with one. Start with a horse, and you don't have to go out and get a green horse. In fact, I would suggest if you are newer to horses, the green horse may not be the way to go. But get yourself a steady Eddie guy that you can start working with and start to learn how to work with horses and to learn more and more about them every single day. I have been so incredibly lucky to be a part of this business and to have been able to start in the way that I did, but even myself, like I say, lifting up the first hoof or even walking behind a horse for the first time tight. I call it the armpit to butt method. Doing that the first time, I was amazed because I was so proud of myself for walking around that back end of the horse. But it's those little bitty things that you can start taking the steps towards being able to move forward and being able to really start feeling like you're in this horsey world. And it's kind of a culture shock when you don't come from it in the first place. Even if you've loved horses, if you've, you know, kind of maybe you had horses in your younger years, or maybe it's something you want to get back into, but it still is, it's a different kind of way to work with an animal than any other animal. I had had dogs, I'd had cats, I had, you know, done that kind of thing before, but horses are completely different creatures as that they are that prey animal piece. But you don't need to know everything the first day. Will you run a program the first time that you're out after? Probably not. You're going to want to feel super, super comfy with the horses that you're working with and that kind of thing if you're on your own. But it's something that you can start taking those stepping stones towards running your own business as an equine assisted learning facilitator, because you don't need to go big or go home right away. You can just start the baby steps moving forward, and you won't believe what this does for a human being. I have to tell you, from working with the horses and from being able to walk around the back end to lunging a horse for the first time to picking up their hooves to working with them on a daily basis has changed my life in so many ways, because it's brought me to the point that confidence piece, that being able to say, oh my gosh, there's 1500 pounds walking with me because they want to. Because you can, you know, the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. It's a lie. You can't even leave them there if they don't want to go. And anybody who's worked with horses before knows that part very, very well. So don't think you have to go into the shallow end of the pool head first right away. Start small. Start with that one horse. Get yourself really, really comfortable, especially once you've gained all the knowledge and you're getting that piece moving forward too. And you'll find you're going to be working towards your goals in no time. Next piece is, let me see if I can hide this. There we go. Oh, I'm getting good at this now, guys. I've got this. So the next piece is collaborate. You don't have to do it alone. I was very, very lucky when I first started out because I was working with Carrie. So Carrie had a lot more horse knowledge than I had. And I was able to start working with her. So start checking around. Who are the people in your life already maybe that are working with horses, or who are facilitators around you? On the worksheet too, there's some information about how to look up where facilitators are in your area. Because maybe, just maybe, there's somebody who's looking for someone to help them out for the first little bit, or they need another facilitator, or there's someone in your area that can help you, and you can get that collaboration going to get you moving to the next step. And, you know, there's a lot of different businesses out there where it's the competition versus the collaboration piece. This isn't one of them. We are all in this for the same reasons. We all want to help people. We all want to help people move forwards with their lives and work with horses while doing it. So when you go to call up one of our facilitators to say, hey, can I come out and, you know, see what you're all about or anything like that, it's the collaborative efforts of all of us that are what's going to make working with horses to help people move forward a global thing. So no one's going to turn you down. No one's going to say, oh, no, get out of here. I don't need somebody else in my area. Because we all do. We need that collaboration piece. We need each other moving forward in all of this. And like I said too, feel free to ask questions, you guys, if you have any, especially for those of you who have maybe been out of the horse world for a while or love horses and want to get into it. Feel free to ask me questions, because I can tell you it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be exactly what you thought it was necessarily, but it's going to be so rewarding at the end of all of it. And once you've gotten to that place where you're comfortable, I mean, I've got the next 2 weeks here, me with the horses, feeding, doing everything with them, and I'm loving it. Like, there's just nothing better than being able to work with a horse every day. I'll tell you that right now. So yes, look for that collaboration piece. Check out who's around you. Check out who could be the person that could help you out with this, because there's always a yin and a yang. Anytime you can work with somebody else, you bring something to the table too. So even if it's not your horse experience, that's fine. You're going to bring something else to the table that will help them out as well. And it might just be enough to get your foot in the door and to start moving forward too. And for those of you that don't have horses, this is a beautiful way to start moving into the horse world and moving into starting to be able to work with horses as well. So is this something that's possible for you? Because if you can collaborate, if you can find that knowledge piece, if you can really start small, you can make it happen. It can still be your dream career. You don't have to be that horse trainer or the horse whisperer that knows how to do everything right off the bat. It can really be something that you move into as fast or as slow as you want to, but with people surrounding you that are willing to support you and help you move forward as well. So again, do you have to be a horse trainer to get into this beautiful business of equine-assisted learning? No. Get the knowledge, start small, collaborate with the people around you who can help, because by doing all those pieces, you're going to start moving forward. You're going to get to that next place where you can start living your dream career. So don't ever count yourself out, because you can get there, 100% you can. Again, here I am, Carolyn Charles, all by my lonesome, Carson Carey, miss you guys. For Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. And for all of you out there who are looking to start a dream career with horses, dream huge, because seriously, there is nothing better than this career that I get to be a part of every single day of my life. So all the best. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.